The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, it's Friday, and welcome aboard. Hope you had a good week, and we'll try again next week. If not, at least most of us will. Jordan Maxwell is up first tonight as we stand back and watch through Jordan's eyes and his brilliant mind what's been happening. It is still amazing to hear Jordan come through with his analyses and his statements of reality, because that's what they are. He's been doing his kind of research for over 50 years now and sees clearly what's going on, and most of you feel, I'm sure, the same way. What's going on here is really the end. You talk about assassination, about liquidation, about the end of times. These are the end times of the times that we knew. They are the end times of the times that made this country once a great and noble experiment, but now it has been riddled from within and without with traitors, with betrayals, which penetrating moves of absolute subjugation and criminality that just defy measurement. Jordan, are you there?
I am, Jeff. Always happy to be with you.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome back. It's we're not being negative. In fact, we'd be stupid if we didn't see things as they are, and I think most of the listeners agree. These are the end times, but they're not the kind of end times that the end times people talk about. It's the end of an era. It's the end of an age. It's the end of a country. It's the end of a culture, a society, an ethic, a morality, if you will, and a way of doing business that was murdered, killed by greed, by Zionist machinations, by the most treacherous of plotting and absolute scheming, I guess is the best word, that I've ever seen.
No doubt about it. You remember that we talked about this once before, about George Washington's dream that he talked to some people about. They wrote it down, and you can still find it out where. Was told that George Washington had a dream, and an angel, I think it was, that came to him and called him Son of the Republic. And I just thought it was interesting that the angel told George Washington in this dream that there would come a time when the country would be completely covered in red, and that it would be choking and destroying the Republic. And so that's what we today, of course, have, is the country is completely covered in red, because communism has always been associated with red, the color red.
And red ink?
All the communists in Soviet Union, red.
Yeah.
So
red ink, too, Jordan. Financially
red.
We're
yeah.
hemorrhaging everywhere, of course.
Purposely. You don't destroy a great empire by chance. You know, you start off being an enormous empire that was an enormous superstructure, which the people all over the world were coming to America for freedom and liberty and justice. And it was a great human experiment on the world stage. And then very clever and resourceful and intelligent people got together and thought that they could take over this experiment quietly, in the still of night, when no one would know, and ultimately use this great power that was developing on the world scene to their own ends. And so that's what's happened. We have pretty much lost our great hope, you know, the promise for the human race of freedom and liberty that will be going out all over the world. And today, instead of freedom and liberty going throughout the world in respect to the human being, what we have now is democracy, the loose form. Democracy is, of course, 35 guys hanging one. You know, it's the will of the majority. And so it has nothing to do with the rule of law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It has nothing to do. Democracy has nothing to do with any of that. Democracy comes from a Greek word, mos, which is a mob, an unruly mob. Knocking over cars and busting windows after all games. That's a democracy. The people are speaking. And demos is a mob. And democracy is the rule of. So it's the rule of the mob. Well, that's what we have in America. It's called a democracy. It's the rule of majority. So obviously, no laws are involved. There is no constitution. There's no chiseled in stone rights and protections of the individuals. Whatever the mob votes for, that's what we get. So, well, anybody who has the money and the know-how and the technology to manipulate the mob, like television and radio and movies and entertainment, alcohol, so anybody who has that kind of power to manipulate the mob can get, you know, that the world becomes theirs because mob rule. There is no law. I mean, we are the most lawless country on the earth. There is no law. I told you this a long time ago that when I was reading in the Bible about the ban of lawlessness, in the book of Revelation, it kept talking about the man of lawlessness. And I kept thinking at the time, hell, we've got millions of laws on the book here. I mean, in America, that's all we got is the law. Everywhere you turn is the law. There is no freedom. But then when I started thinking about the man of lawlessness, that's exactly what we have, because the laws and the regulations that govern our society in America today are lawless. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It's what masses believe it to be. You know? So, and wherever the masses believe about something, that's the way it is. So it's frightening, this whole idea of democracy, of mob rule. But that's what we have in America today. And that's what the president and the governor always talk about, bring the world democracy. Again, democracy is a mob against one person. So we don't have a republic. We don't have a country of laws and regulations where all men are equal under the law. No, we have a democracy. So that's why, when mobs in the street, we call it a demonstration.
Demonstration, we've got the word demon right in the front of it.
Yeah.
D-E-M-O-N, demon.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you send an email and if it doesn't go through, it pops back to your computer showing it didn't go through.
Yeah.
And the name of that that system that pops your emails back to you is called a daemon. So it's called demon, daemon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everywhere. Everywhere we are besieged with occult terms, symbols, emblems, and words, and the human race has become so befuddled now we have no idea what we're doing. You know, at least the French know they're French, and the people in Spain know they're Spanish, and the people in England know they're British and English. But in America, we don't know what we are. We're fighting each other, destroying each other, and ripping each other off. We have no idea what we're doing, or who we are. So therefore, like the Bible says, but a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's why we're falling apart. We're not Americans. We don't know what we are. We have to wait and see what we are because we're fighting each other, we're lying to each other. So that's the problem we're facing today. There's no cohesiveness to our society. There's no standing up for what is right for America. There's just what we call private concerns and individual companies, corporations fighting for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we have something called special interests. Nobody has any interest in saving the great republic. It's a special interest. So house divided against itself cannot stand, and that's why we're
public. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, this place is being fragmented more each day. It's imploding. It's disintegrating. It is falling in on itself. You can see it.
In your face.
In your face. Absolutely. Jordan Maxwell and I will be right back with all of you good people in just a couple minutes. Sit around and listen and watch as much as we can take of the so-called political campaign season, the presidential election campaign season. If you have any ability to see what's going on, you kind of just can't believe your eyes. It is contrived, so staged, so manipulative that you wonder how it is that there is no one in the streets. It's grim and grim. This is not a... Remember... Never vote for the lesser of two evils. It's evil. Totally. We are in the hands of people who are not people. They're probably not human in many cases. And they're beyond sociopathic, pathological behavior. They're something else again. They have no concern for human life whatsoever. And if you look back, they didn't in the last century either. Or the century before that. Or before that. The species has a real flaw, Jordan. A fatal flaw, I'm afraid.
Boy, that certainly is true, and it's pretty much out of hand. I've said this on program many times. I see our country like the animals on the Serengeti Plains of Africa. You know, the huge, enormous herds of animals, but no matter how many there are of them, they're not able to protect themselves from the lions. I mean, there could be enormous numbers of large beasts and animals, but the lions are crawling through the grass, planning the demise, and those animals do not seem to be able to band together to protect themselves from this predator. And the same thing is true today with America. We're not able, we just can't do it, we're not able to get together and defend our country from the predators and from the outside special interests from Europe and around the world who are promoting their communist activities, their socialist activities to destroy the land and free and home of the first. So we're not able to do it because we're too ignorant, ill-informed, unread, we're too divided. So these people who are destroying our republic, they're organized. They know exactly what they're doing. And they have the money and the connections to get all happen. So the great masses of the people, we just continue to stay alive and hope to live another day and I have no idea in the world what to do and how to do anything right. So it's really too bad, but that's what we are. I've done the best I could try to awaken people to the recognition, and I'm still doing it. I'm going to be, I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo, which is going to be very soon, and that's within the next couple of weeks, I think it is. But then also, I'm working with a couple now, and I've been associated with this group. They seem to be very, very good people who are trying to awaken civilization to and make a difference, and I like them. And so they're going to have a big expo or a party kind of thing in Los Angeles, and it's called KNOWPHEST, KNOWPHEST. So just go on the web to KNOWPHEST, KNOWPHEST. It's an organization, and they're having a get-together, an expo kind of thing for a couple of days, and they've asked me to be a special guest, and so I'm going to be there with them. So if you want to come down, contact them, and they've got a website. Just go on the website, KNOWPHEST, and get all the information on it.
Very good.
But the other thing that I wanted to talk with you about, Jeff, is I need to do this. I need to have people listening understand that they're getting a lot of emails from me, and the emails are saying that they're from the Jordan Maxwell team. Well, I have not had control over my website in over 2.5 years, nothing. The people who were supposed to be my webmaster have gone in behind the scenes and stolen my website and put their name on it as the ownership. And they are the registered owners now because I don't know any of the codes. I don't know any of the usernames and passwords and all that. I would never give them that. My webmaster told me there's no way you get that, no possible way you get your password and all that because it's not going to happen because he owns it. Mm-hmm. So I've been told I own the He told me, he said, I own the website, I own your product, I own you. No way you get into my own website. So I don't have any control over my website. And my webmaster, one-time webmaster, has also shut my email down so I can't get any emails and nobody can send me any email. My email out because my email account is connected to my website. He's coming to my website, my product. And everything else. So I would just say to anyone listening, do not buy or purchase anything off of my website whatsoever. And for sure, do not spend any money or any funds at all for buying anything. For a couple of reasons, very good reasons. One is that all of my videos and books which are for sale on my website are already out on YouTube for free. So why buy anything? You can watch it for free. I haven't got anything new on my website in the past couple of years that is not already out there on the website. So I would just suggest save your money and don't buy anything. Because any money you send to that website, I will not see. I haven't seen a nickel on that website in years. Nothing. And so I have nothing from that website. I don't have any control over my website. I don't have any control over my email. And so I would just suggest, if you want to see my videos, they're all out there on the web for free. And so at this point, I'm hoping one day soon to get my website back in my name. And this happens to me so many times because I have to trust somebody to help me with my website. I'm 72 years old. I don't know anything about the technology. I'm not in a position to do fulfillment. So I get people coming in, I want to help you. Let me help you do this. And then I turn it over to them. Before I know it, they've gone into the website behind the scenes, changed the ownership, and commandeered my product. And then leave me, then I have to do what they tell me to do. And that's what I've been told by my webmaster. We own you. We own your products. We own your website. We own all of it, period. You work for me. So, therefore, I just decide not to do anything. I'm not working for anybody. So, I'm not doing much anything.
All right. Just to sum it up, what you're asking people to do is not email you and not buy any of the products from your website.
That's exactly
because
right.
You no longer have control of either.
That's right. And I've got a new email for anyone who wants to email me. I had to get a Gmail account, and that is Jordan without an A, J-O-R-D-N, Jordan without an A. That's J-O-R-D-N-M-A-X-W-E-L-L at gmail.com, Jordan Maxwell at gmail.com without an A. And my phone number is 818-932-0457. That's the old number. It still works. 818-932-0457. So these guys who have taken everything I own and left me with nothing, they've got a wake-up call coming. It's not over yet. They think that they have commandeered and taken everything, but it's not over yet. So, but until I get my stuff back, I would just suggest nobody send any money or do anything with that website at all. And for sure, not buy anything because none of it I will see. I haven't seen anything in 2 years.
All right.
I thank you for letting me make people aware of that. And these people who run my website are sending out emails in my name, and bad nothing, and libeling other people and my friends, saying that I'm saying things about them. I can't send out any emails. I haven't sent out emails for 2 years on that website. So anything you get from Jordan Maxwell, I didn't do it. The guys who have stolen my website, they did it. They're doing it. So. Anything coming to you from Jordan Maxwell, just no, not me. I didn't do it.
All right, very good.
So, anyway, I thank you for letting me make people aware of that because I know there are times when people will send contributions or monies or anything to me,
yes.
And just know that I'm not getting any of it.
All right, well, you have that right to make that announcement.
And talk about it.
Happy that you made it. I think everyone hears you loud and clear. All right, we'll be right back in just a couple. Okay, back with Jordan. It's hard to believe, and when you began your research and your studies so long ago, we were in a different dimension. How many years ago, Jordan?
53.
53 years ago.
Back in 1959 is when I started.
Yeah. Before Kennedy
like
was...
153.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was before JFK was elected. And
way before JFK. And I was the day John Kennedy was assassinated, I was on my way down to East Los Angeles for Christian Radio Group, Christian Radio Ministry, I should say, that had invited me to speak at their company. That's about 30 people there. And I was giving a lecture on a slide presentation on secret societies and paternal orders behind world government and behind world banking. It was back in 1960 or 1960, I think it was. So, when Kennedy was killed in 60, about 63.
Yeah.
But I was talking about this stuff back as far back as 1960. So, I watched the world, progressing toward what I saw was coming a long time ago. And it's amazing watching how helpless a great nation is. It's totally helpless. It's a great, powerful animal that has been totally neutralized, so it can't do anything. It just lays there.
Well, it's almost as if Monsanto genetically modified it, and it's an unrecognizable beast of what it used to be.
Yeah. And it's sad to have to see that happening to my country, because I'm totally convinced, I've always been convinced, that this is the last great hope for the human race, is for freedom, the only country.
Well,
that's
not
ever.
Anymore. Now it's the world number one killer of human life, human institutions, human-made countries and nations and nation-states. It is the destructor. It is the great Satan. That's not to say that the American people support that. But understand that the American people are not out in the streets, and they sure as hell know what's going on in the world in their name. They know, but they're longer able to mount any kind of meaningful resistance to the desecration of the Statue of Liberty, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the moral fiber of what we used to have as a great society, a society that the world looked up to, that inspired other countries to try to emulate, and that's all gone now. It's all gone, and in the space of a blink of an eye, comparatively speaking.
Right. No doubt about that. And, I'm reiterating what I said before, it just does not seem that the human family in America can come together to do anything, because knowledge is power, as I've said before. And people have no knowledge about how this stuff works, as long as you don't know how it's being done. And you don't understand the institutions that govern you. You don't know where they come from. And so the people who are in power around you, it's a scam, and they know it. And so when you're walking into the big casino in Vegas, the dealers know what's going on. The people who own the hotels, they know what's going on. It's you. You don't know what's happening. You're going in there thinking that there's a very good chance you could come out, you come out rich. No, inevitably you come out broke. That's the way it's designed. And so knowledge is power, and the people have no power because they have no knowledge. And unfortunately, they have been dumbed down so bad that even if they're given knowledge today, they don't know what to do with it. They don't even understand it. So many times I'm talking to audiences about the occult, they have about the hidden symbols and courts and commerce and law, and they look at me with the glassy eyes. They have no idea what you're talking about, because...
They'd like to, but they don't have the tools in their intellectual toolbox anymore. It's really hard for them to do anything of any real substance. They can follow along, and then they lose it intellectually, but their attention spans have been so short-circuited now. Their brains are wired. They're used to this boom, 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 and when it goes boom, 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 you cannot take one of those incidents and do any analysis on it, because it's replaced by another one and another and another, and then you become addicted to the pace. You become used to not doing any thinking, analysis, any kind of processing of the data, because there's always something new, the next thing, and it's a pace, and it's an amphetamine like existence that most people now are strung out on.
You're right. And I remember years ago, someone told me, many, many years ago, turn off the volume on your television. Turn the volume off and just flip through the station slowly and watch what's going on with no volume.
There you go.
Watch the creepiness, the stupidity, the dim-wittedness, the giddy, silly nonsense. Everywhere you turn, just turning the channel and you'll see craziness, goofy, stupid, propaganda. It really hits you that this is what's being fed into the human mind in America and around the world. Trash, shrill, goofy, nonsense. You know, I mean, go to Discovery Channel. You're supposed to be an educational discovery. And what did we discover? Well, we discovered that there's some guys down in Orange County that build motorcycles. And or we discovered that there's a criminal in jail and prison life. Then we discover, you know, some swamp guys that are, you know, go out looking for alligators in the swamps. That's discovery. That's that's when wisdom and I mean the Discovery Channel. But then you've got History Channel. On the History Channel, they got the same kind of thing: stupid, ignorant, dingbat stuff. And so, if that's the best America can come up with, is motorcycles and goofballs and what's the guy, dog, going out and arresting people? And that's on Discovery, and that's on History Channel.
I haven't had television.
I'm just amazed.
I haven't had
TV. That's all we've got to watch is just nonsensical stuff and law.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of stuff on there about jails and prisons, showing you inside of prisons. But the reason why those prisons, when you're watching those Discovery and History Channel, where they're showing life inside the prisons, the reason why they're doing that is because they want you to remember who the boss is. And don't get out of line. Don't get out of line and think about being free and talking freely and acting like you're in a free American. No. Just remember what it's going to be like in prison where you're going. Well, that kind of keeps the herds down. That kind of keeps everybody quiet. My God, we don't want to go to prison. And so
it's all part of the fear. It's the part of the fear matrix.
And
The fear matrix. It's all
fear.
Sure, it's part of the thread work, the fabric of a fear anxiety matrix.
That's right.
Hold on just a second. We have to pause. We'll come right back with Jordan Maxwell. And again, his new email address that works is jordanmaxwell@gmail.com. But leave the A out of Jordan, J-O-R-D-N, maxwell@gmail.com. Send him a note and say hello. Be right back. Okay, back with Jordan Maxwell. We watched the Rothschild central banking system, we call it, or we know it as the Federal Reserve here, completely looting the country. Actually, it's worse than looting. The country is now so financially ravaged and pillaged that I see no legitimate way under the current economic financial paradigm under which we operate that the country can ever really recover. It can't. It has been mortally wounded, it is going to die, it is dead. But that doesn't matter to the controllers because they'll simply let it crash, sweep the debris aside, and set up a new racket. That's what they do. They don't care. They'll take as much as they can, which is what they're doing, and let everyone just hang and swing in the wind. They don't care. 20% of American children now are hungry. The poverty level is even higher than that. We are unbelievably... We're finished. We're just done. And look, that's not to say that any of you should quit trying. That's not the issue here. But we've got to be aware of the reality of the situation that is now ours. It's not coming. It's here. It's in fact been here for a long time. We just took the wraps off of it. And as Jordan says, in your face, they're laughing. They don't care. Look at Bernanke's beard as the symbol of effete, elite arrogance. That guy spends a ton of time on that beard. Probably has a professional barber come in and do it. But he's an egomaniac. The narcissism is immeasurable. It is every bit as grave and really terminal as the rest of the philosophy of these people, which is not our philosophy. Human lives to them are just carbon units for money. They don't mean anything. They're just breeding carbon units. That's all we do for them. To be taxed, to be owned, to be bought, to be sold, to be traded, to be obliterated for money. All war is designed to make money for the merchants of death who are fueling it. And the financiers, of course, are well known, finance both sides of most every conflict. They have hands in it all. We know who they are. Remember, the visible eye on top of the pyramid, in my estimation, is in fact the City of London Rothschild banking cartel. That is the top of the pyramid, the visible top. There's probably something beyond that, but the eye in my book is identified.
You know, Jeff, I was watching television a while back, and Timothy Geithner was on being interviewed by Congress and the Senate, and they were questioning him on some of his activities. And this one senator or congressman asked him, you know, explain to me how you do this and that. I'm not understanding. And his answer to the senator was incredible. He just looked at him very coldly and said, Senator, you don't understand how this system really works. Period. So that's it. I mean, very simple. You don't understand how this works. Because if you did, you would understand your body, your physical body, as a security on the New York Stock Exchange, and the value of your body is security to the corporation, and that there's two governments in America. There's the United States of America, the Republic, and there's a corporation, which was founded in 1871, and even the Internal Revenue will tell you that if you want to contact the United States of America, the Republic, that was coming from 1776, that is in Philadelphia. And they have a special phone number and an address for anybody who wants to deal with the Republic. I was amazed when I heard that the Internal Revenue will tell you, yeah, there's two governments here. There's the original one, but it's in Philadelphia. And here's the phone number for it, and here's the address. But if you want to talk about a modern-day government of America, that's private-owned company. It's a corporation. And so that's in Washington, D.C., the municipal corporation. So I was just amazed that there are two governments, there are two constitutions. You have the Constitution for the United States, and then you have the original Constitution of the United States of America. So you've got two different constitutions, one's out and one's for. So when you start breaking down these words in the occult or hidden significance of symbols, of words, and the flag that you see flying from buildings all around America, people waving, have the flag in their cars, they do not realize that is not an American flag. That's a U.S. flag. U.S. is a corporation. It's a company. It's a corporation. And our money supply is a hidden symbolic system. I mean, even when you open up a bank account in the bank, the banks will tell you, it says it right on the paperwork that your bank account is backed up by the full faith and credit of the United States government. And I thought to myself, well, that's how I live, on faith and credit. So you're backed up by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's operating on faith, the faith that you are stupid enough to buy into the system, and therefore they can use your body on the stock market for credit.
Sure.
It's just the faith and credit of the U.S. operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how much people don't know about the world they live in. Unless and until people begin to consider it important and start educating yourself. God knows how many times I said this, your mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work until it's open. So unless you want to open your mind and begin to look at how the banks run and how the government really operates, and I was amazed when I saw, the two things which blew me away so far in the last 20 years is it was 2001, the thing that happened in New York. That just knocked me out. Not because of what happened in New York at the World Trade Center, but how the American people took it. They just bought into the whole idea that it was just a couple planes knocked down high rises, all three of them. They came down and fell into dust, and that's it. Nobody questions anything. I was amazed, and I thought, you know what? I'm in the wrong country at the wrong time talking to the wrong people. I need to just drop out. So that's what I did for about 10 years. I didn't do much of anything. And the other thing that shocked me was how the people went for and were delighted at dancing in the streets over Obama. And I was just amazed. today is that how many people bought into dancing in the streets for Obama and never realized for a minute what was coming and the people behind Obama. That's where the real action is. Find out who Obama's handlers are.
Of course.
Like Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do some homework on Zbigniew Brzezinski. Find out his background.
Well, he's both candidates.
Obama into office.
Both candidates are surrounded by handlers and controllers, and above them are others who we never
hear about. That's exactly right. And the guys who are really running the planet, you'll never know their names, you will never hear from them, you'll never see them. These are the guys that run the planet. You'll never know who they are. But the guys in Washington, D.C., the senators and congressmen and presidents, they know who they are. They know who the boss is. And so I've been talking about that for a long time. And so anyway, I'm always delighted to be on your show, and I always appreciate you.
Oh, sure. Only 147 corporations control about 40% of the world's economic value. All right? That's all it is. And in 5 years, if we're still around in 5 years, that 147 will probably be 47.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And there was a book. I found a book many, many years ago. It was published in 1935.
Oh, I need to know more about that. No, that book you sent me today was 1919.
Yeah, 1919.
The New World Order. Now, that I want to know more about. That book it is amazing. Somebody wrote about the New World Order in 1919.
Yeah, and it was, and they talk about the sun rising over the mountains of the east, and new dawn that was coming for the mountain, the sunrise and the new dawn. I was just amazed. Back as far back as 1919, they were already talking about the new kind of citizenship. One of the chapters in that book is called The New Corporate Citizen, and it explains how you are going to be a corporation, and you're going to be incorporated into a world business, world corporation. This is back 1919. So,
we need to know more about that book, Jordan. When you get a chance to read it, put...
Well, I've got it. I'll just send it to you in the email. But again, I would say before we leave,
Let me sum it up. Jordan is not in control of his commonly known email address and the website with his name on it. So he is asking people not to buy anything from that website, not to visit it, and certainly not to email him through the email address that is commonly known and associated with that website. He has a new email address. It's Jordan, without an A, J-O-R-D-N, Maxwell, @gmail.com. Write to Jordan at Jordan Maxwell, no A after the D in Jordan, Jordan Maxwell, @gmail.com. Tell him hello. Tell him you support him. Tell him how much you appreciate what he has done and meant to all of us for all of these years. And when this other situation is straightened out, it'll get straightened out. And hopefully that'll happen fairly soon. Thank you, my friend, very much.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you for having me on.
Always. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Jordan Maxwell. Okay. We'll be back with Hour 2 in just a few minutes.